Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn to Read for Kids with Dyslexia 101 Games and Activities to Teach Your Child to Read is a practical educational workbook by Hannah Braun, M.Ed.B. Designed for children ages 7 to 12 who need structured support with reading. The book sits in the category of dyslexia intervention and phonics-based literacy instruction rather than theory or general parenting guidance. Its purpose is to make reading practice more accessible by turning skill development into short, varied activities that can be used at home, in tutoring, or in classroom support settings. Instead of relying on repetition alone, it combines games, multisensory exercises, and explicit phonics work to target foundational reading needs such as phonological awareness, phonemic awareness, auditory processing, and letter formation. The result is a resource aimed at helping adults guide children through reading practice in a way that is organized, approachable, and grounded in widely used science of reading principles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a phonics-centered workbook built for children with dyslexia. The practical value of this design is that it reduces guesswork for parents and teachers. Instead of creating lessons from scratch, adults can use the workbook as a ready-made sequence of small instructional moments. That is especially helpful in special education, tutoring, or home intervention, where consistency and clarity are essential. The book therefore functions as both a teaching tool and a support tool, giving adults a concrete way to focus on skills that matter most for early reading development. Secondly, more than 100 activities that turn practice into structured play. The book's approach also reflects a useful instructional principle: children may be more willing to repeat difficult skills when the task feels manageable and familiar. A maze that reinforces phonics, or a matching game tied to word recognition, can provide repetition in a less intimidating form. This matters because overlearning is often necessary for learners with dyslexia. The activities are therefore not random diversions, but varied routes back to the same learning goal. That makes the book especially suitable for daily practice, since it offers enough variety to support regular use without becoming monotonous. Thirdly, a multisensory approach that supports different learning pathways. The book's use of instruction symbols and clear directions also supports independence. Children can follow activities with less adult explanation, which reduces friction during lessons and allows for more self-directed practice. That design choice matters in home and classroom contexts alike, because it helps adults spend less time clarifying directions and more time observing what the child can and cannot yet do. In this way, the book is not just teaching reading content, it is also creating a learning environment that makes instruction easier to deliver and easier to sustain over time. Fourthly, targeting phonological awareness, auditory processing, and letter formation. The attention to letter formation is especially useful for children who also show writing challenges, including dysgraphia-related difficulties. Reading and writing are not identical skills, but they are closely connected, and weak handwriting can interfere with learning letters and sounds. The book therefore works at the intersection of reading and early writing support. Its activities appear designed to strengthen the physical and auditory building blocks that make later fluency possible. This gives the workbook a broader educational function than a standard phonics packet, because it supports both decoding and the motor cognitive routines that help children internalize written language. Lastly, a flexible support tool for parents, teachers, and small group intervention. What differentiates it from many similar books is the combination of accessibility and instructional specificity. Some dyslexia resources focus heavily on theory, while others provide generic activity ideas without a strong skill framework. This workbook appears to bridge that gap by offering concrete tasks tied to recognized reading needs. Its emphasis on confidence, clarity, and repeated practice makes it suitable for learners who have become frustrated with reading. For adults seeking a practical tool rather than a broad discussion of dyslexia, it offers a focused, workable solution that can be integrated into ongoing literacy support. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, teachers, tutors, and intervention specialists working with children ages 7 to 12 who need structured help with reading, especially learners with dyslexia or related language-based difficulties. Its main benefit is practical. It translates research-informed literacy principles into a large set of short activities that can be used consistently without demanding extensive lesson planning. The workbook format is useful for adults who want direct, repeatable instruction in phonics, phonological awareness, and related foundational skills. It also has value for children who respond better to varied, hands-on tasks than to traditional worksheets or standard homework, compared with many books in the same category. It stands out because it combines explicit reading instruction with playful formats and multisensory support, rather than treating games and skill building as separate goals. That balance makes it more usable than a theory-heavy guide and more focused than a general activity collection. For anyone looking for a structured, child-friendly dyslexia resource, it offers a clear and realistic approach to early reading support. If you would like to support Hannah Braun M. Ed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.